Ever notice how AI's ROI stalls because burned-out clinicians ignore or flat-out fight the very tools meant to help them? Here's the thing. That's the golden thread running through this playbook. We'll explore four game-changing pillars that separate successful AI implementations from expensive failures: context-aware alerts, ambient workflow design, explainable AI, and burnout-centric KPIs. Plus, we'll unveil a bold 2028 market forecast that could reshape your strategic planning. Think boardroom urgency meets data-driven optimism with a healthy dose of, let's fix this now. The $4.6 billion problem, how clinician burnout sabotages AI ROI. Let's call it out. Burnout isn't just a human resources problem. It's the number one blocker to digital transformation and the root cause of failed AI pilots. This business-critical barrier is costing healthcare organizations billions while preventing the very technological solutions that could solve it. The numbers are staggering. Healthcare faces a more than $4.6 billion per year loss in U.S. turnover and clinical hours. But here's where it gets really concerning: the pajama time phenomenon. Physicians spend approximately 2 hours on after-hours EHR work for every patient care hour, creating a vicious cycle where efficiency systems become sources of exhaustion. Recent market analysis from Patek Labs reveals that 78% of AI pilots stall specifically due to clinician resistance rooted in burnout and workflow disruption. When your most valuable human capital is operating at capacity, introducing new technology, no matter how sophisticated, becomes counterproductive without addressing the underlying workflow and cognitive load issues. This creates healthcare's ultimate paradox. Organizations desperately need AI to improve efficiency and outcomes, but their burned-out clinical staff lack the bandwidth to adopt these solutions effectively. Breaking this cycle requires a fundamental shift from technology-first to clinician-first implementation strategies. Important note, this analysis focuses on workflow optimization and technology adoption patterns. For specific medical advice or clinical decision-making, always consult with qualified healthcare professionals and follow established clinical protocols. Alert fatigue, the 95% problem that's drowning critical care. Picture this: clinicians have become human spam filters and they're failing at the job. The stark reality? 95% of EHR alerts get dismissed, creating a dangerous environment where critical notifications disappear in the noise of irrelevant interruptions. The root causes run deep: binary thresholds that ignore clinical context, poor workflow integration, and escalating cognitive load that pushes already stressed clinicians to their breaking point. Traditional alert systems operate on simplistic rule-based logic that fails to consider the complex, dynamic nature of clinical decision-making. Enter the blueprint for context-aware notifications, a paradigm shift combining patient vectors with clinician workload indices and adaptive prioritization algorithms. Advanced AI systems can now analyze multiple data streams to determine not just what to alert, but when and how to deliver that information most effectively. This is where Patek Labs' AI voice assistant demonstrates the power of intelligent notification management. Rather than bombarding clinicians with constant interruptions, the system downranks low-value pings and delivers only high-priority nudges during natural workflow pauses, like the brief moments between patient encounters when clinicians are naturally transitioning between tasks. The transformation is measurable. Organizations implementing context-aware alert systems report 60 to 70% reductions in alert volume while simultaneously improving response rates to critical notifications. Mayo Clinic's alarm fatigue case study demonstrates how strategic alert redesign can restore clinical confidence in decision support systems. The Great Divide: Why Ambient AI Wins While Disruptive AI Fails. Here's a tale of two approaches that reveals everything about successful AI adoption. Disruptive AI requires extra logins, adds 11 plus clicks per interaction, achieves less than 30% adoption rates. Ambient AI operates through voice and passive monitoring, reduces clicks by 9 on average, consistently achieves over 80% adoption rates. The evidence is compelling. Ambient scribes cut charting time by 43 minutes per day, directly addressing the pajama time crisis we discussed earlier. In radiology, AI pre-populated reports shorten turnaround times by 30 to 50% while maintaining diagnostic accuracy. The secret lies in understanding that successful AI integration isn't about adding new tools. It's about invisibly enhancing existing workflows. Ambient AI works because it operates in the background, capturing and processing information without requiring conscious effort from clinicians. The four-question evaluation framework. Time on task. Does the AI reduce or increase the time required to complete clinical workflows? Click burden. How many additional interactions does the system require? Edit percentage. What proportion of AI-generated content requires manual correction? Training overhead. How much time and resources are needed for effective adoption? Organizations that apply this framework consistently find that ambient solutions outperform traditional AI implementations across all metrics. The lesson is crystal clear. If your AI solution requires clinicians to change their fundamental workflow patterns, it's destined for the 70% failure rate that plagues most digital health initiatives. Cracking the black box. Why explainability is now table stakes. Clinicians don't just want transparency. They demand it, and for good reason. Studies show that clinicians want a 150-word rationale delivered right inside the EHR. An explainable AI, XAI, significantly boosts adoption rates. When you're making life and death decisions, wouldn't you want that level of clarity too? The regulatory landscape is accelerating this trend. ONC algorithm transparency rules are establishing new standards for AI accountability in healthcare settings, making explainability not just a nice-to-have feature, but a compliance requirement. Effective XAI implementation requires four core components: clear provenance tracking that shows data sources and decision pathways, bias dashboards that highlight potential algorithmic limitations, plain language reasoning that clinicians can quickly understand, robust clinician override capabilities that maintain human agency in decision-making. The FDA's life cycle approach to AI regulation emphasizes continuous monitoring and explanation capabilities. As one leading medical ethicist noted, trust in AI isn't built through perfect accuracy. It's built through consistent transparency and the ability to understand and verify AI reasoning. Regulatory disclaimer. AI systems in healthcare are subject to evolving regulatory requirements. Organizations should consult with legal and compliance experts to ensure adherence to current FDA, ONC, and other applicable regulations. Beyond accuracy, the KPIs that actually move the needle. Forget just diagnostic accuracy. CFOs lean in when they hear metrics that directly impact the bottom line while improving clinical satisfaction. We're talking about reduction in pajama time, increased patient-facing minutes, improved net promoter scores, and retention deltas. The financial uplift potential is substantial. Organizations implementing comprehensive AI strategies report 6 to 8% EBIT improvements through combined productivity gains and malpractice risk reduction. This isn't theoretical. It's based on real-world implementations across diverse healthcare settings. Modern measurement approaches combine RTLS badges with EHR log analytics to create comprehensive pictures of clinical workflow efficiency. These systems track not just what clinicians do, but how AI interventions change their daily experiences and productivity patterns. Paytech Labs' unified analytics dashboard demonstrates the power of integrated measurement by tying clinician well-being metrics directly to CFO-friendly ROI visuals. The platform tracks everything from documentation time reduction to stress indicators, presenting the data in executive dashboards that clearly connect clinical satisfaction improvements to financial performance. Board-ready KPI framework. Pajama time reduction. Hours saved on after-hours documentation. Patient-facing time. Percentage increase in direct clinical care, clinical NPS. Clinician satisfaction with AI-enhanced workflows. Retention delta, improvement in clinical staff turnover rates, revenue per clinician, productivity gains translated to financial metrics. One CFO from a pilot site captured it perfectly. We initially focused on diagnostic accuracy metrics, but the real value became apparent when we measured time savings and clinician satisfaction. Our retention improved 23%, while productivity increased 15%. That's a business case any board can understand. Market outlook 2025-2028. The great EHR transformation. The competitive landscape is shifting at breakneck speed. Epic's Hyperspace AI core has a 65% chance to retain market dominance, while Cerner's Oracle Cloud Infrastructure push is intensifying competition in the enterprise space. Meanwhile, Microsoft's acquisition of Nuance is reshaping the outpatient market, and consolidation among 50-plus scribe vendors is creating new opportunities for integrated solutions. The market is evolving toward platforms that combine EHR functionality with native AI capabilities rather than bolt-on solutions. Strategic options for CEOs fall into two camps. Wait for your EHR vendor's AI roadmap to mature, or build middleware solutions now to maintain competitive advantage. The smart money is on establishing an AI governance board within 12 months to navigate these decisions strategically. The ambient data dividend hypothesis. First mover advantage in the AI era. Here's our key original insight that could reshape your strategic thinking. Early adopters of ambient AI will own the richest conversational datasets, giving them a lasting predictive AI advantage. Organizations implementing ambient solutions now are capturing unprecedented volumes of natural clinical conversations, creating proprietary datasets that will power next-generation predictive models. This creates a compounding advantage. Better data leads to better AI, which generates more engagement and richer data. The validation path involves measuring dataset quality metrics. Conversation depth, clinical context richness, and predictive model performance improvements over time. The data ethics implications are significant but manageable through robust consent frameworks and privacy-preserving analytics. Organizations that navigate these challenges early will establish data moats that become increasingly difficult for competitors to replicate. Research methodology. Building this playbook. This analysis represents a multidisciplinary synthesis drawing from peer-reviewed literature, healthcare industry publications, FDA and ONC regulatory guidance, and longitudinal cohort analytics across healthcare organizations. Our inclusion criteria prioritize data currency, 24 months, enterprise-scale relevance, and C-suite applicability. The research methodology combines systematic literature review with real-world case study analysis, regulatory document review, and proprietary market intelligence from ongoing client implementations. Comprehensive analysis of current industry publications, expert analyses, and verified market data from authoritative sources, including pubmed.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov, pmc.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov, techtarget.com, linkedin.com, medium.com, gov-.com, cliffordchance.com, techinc.com, and fiercehealthcare.com provided the foundation for this playbook. Current knowledge limitations. Several important constraints limit our understanding. Pilot study bias in early AI implementations, heterogeneous pajama time definitions across organizations, absence of multi-year retention data, and limited patient perspective research on AI-enhanced clinical interactions. The field evolves rapidly, and many conclusions are based on early-stage implementations that may not reflect long-term adoption patterns. Additionally, the regulatory landscape continues to shift, potentially changing compliance requirements for AI transparency and accountability. The healthcare AI market remains fragmented, with varying implementation approaches and success metrics across different organizations. Individual results may vary based on organizational culture, existing technology infrastructure, and implementation methodology, future outlook, the questions that will define tomorrow. Critical questions remain unanswered. Will ambient AI truly shift cognitive load or simply move the paperwork pile elsewhere? How will liability frameworks evolve as AI transitions from documentation support to active clinical recommendations? What new competencies will tomorrow's clinicians need in an AI-native EHR environment? The answers will shape the next phase of healthcare AI evolution. Organizations that begin addressing these questions now, through pilot programs, governance frameworks, and strategic partnerships, will be best positioned for the AI-native healthcare era. Consider this. The most successful healthcare AI implementations may be those that make technology invisible, allowing clinicians to focus on what they do best, caring for patients. Your 90-day action plan. Claiming the ambient data dividend. Let's circle back to the golden thread that ties everything together. Solve burnout first, or every AI dollar is wasted. We've walked through a four-pillar playbook: context-aware alerts, ambient design, explainable AI, and burnout-centric KPIs that separate successful implementations from expensive failures. Here's your challenge. Launch a 90-day executive action plan and claim the ambient data dividend before your competitors do. The organizations that crack the code on clinician-centric AI implementation won't just improve their financial performance. They'll transform healthcare delivery while restoring the joy of practice that drew clinicians to medicine in the first place. The last mile problem isn't just about technology adoption. It's about remembering that behind every algorithm is a human being trying to heal others. Get that right, and everything else follows. Technology evolves rapidly. Information provided may become outdated. Always verify current best practices and documentation.